My next guest in Intunes, a child prodigy in Australia, so good he was chosen to take part in the Great Moscow Tchaikovsky competition, something of an Everest for pianists. The year was 1990. He never played in the end, but after a gap of nearly 25 years, he's ready. Welcome to Angelo Villani. It's very good to have you with us.
Thanks,
that sounds overly dramatic, but I think what happened to you was extraordinarily dramatic.
Yes, I guess it seems dramatic when you put it that way, but something that's probably a bit more common to sports people, you know, going through the inevitable injuries as they're training for the big event.
But you got this injury on the eve of the competition and you didn't,
yes,
you didn't play, did you?
That's right. I had to pull out just before the beginning of the first round. They were very good to me, the committee in Moscow, because they thought that if they'd send me to the Bolshoi Hospital, I'd have some x-rays done and some scans and some treatments. I should be fit enough to start the first round just at the end. So they put me at the tail end. So I had about a leeway of about a week and a half.
It didn't work?
No, unfortunately not.
So what was it? It was a trapped nerve. It sounds a simple enough thing to get sorted.
It's difficult to say exactly what caused this, but it could have been carrying a heavy school bag or something like that. I used to do karate when I was a teenager, so maybe in the jerky movements involved.
May I say, Andrew, karate and piano playing don't seem to be the perfect combination.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't realise that at the time.
Not still doing it. A bit worried about the piano.
I love karate and aikido, but no, unfortunately, I can't do it.
It was in your, obviously in your heart and in your soul and in your mind all these years.
Yes, I thought, well, initially it was going to be something I could probably cure with a bit of treatment over 6 months, as sports people do. But 6 months turned into about 20 years, so it's been a bit of a long trek.
That's the understatement. You're obviously a man of incredible determination. What did it in the end?
Well, I've got a wonderful specialist in Twickenham who's an osteopath, and he's treating me at the moment, and so we've achieved considerable progress. And I had another specialist that worked with a Chinese methodology for about 8 years, and he removed a lot of calcified scar tissue in my back, and that seemed to help a great deal.
Wow. Okay, so mentally you were there, but what were the fingers like when you tried to get back to the standard you had?
Well, the thing is, I kept playing throughout those years. Dr. Leslie Howard invited me to play at the Liszt Society annual meeting. I could play for 15, 20 minutes, so I played some late works, which are not too taxing on the fingers, and I did small events like that, so over the years. So I kept my foot in the door, as it were. But it's more a psychological battle, I guess, to get out on stage and to perform for a paying audience. That's a tall order.
Well, listen, well done, and thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having
today.
Me.
And you're going to do a very easy little piece first. It's a sort of Liszt transcription of Wagner, but you haven't left it at that.
Well, actually, the Wagner I pieced together with the help of a transcription by von Bulow, who did the vocal and piano arrangement. And, of course, he conducted the premiere. And I also used various sources of Karl Tausig's arrangement and Moskowski, as well as Liszt's own arrangement of Liebestod. So in the end, I didn't use a great deal of the others. I felt that Liszt was closest in spirit with a Liebestod. So I took a small chunk of that and put the second act of the Love Duet as the main material for my paraphrase.
Okay, well, it's Tristan and Isolde. We know the story.
Yes.
Sad ending, but turbulence and passion and wonderment in
very
between.
Very turbulent, so, yes.
That's right. Enough. So it's the reminiscences of Tristan and Isolde. Yes. Concert paraphrase in Angelo Villani's version. It's the premiere, really, so it's a great pleasure to have you play it. The piano is yours, Angelo. Thank you very much indeed. Welcome back. Angelo Villani playing Wagner with little arrangements from von Bülow, Liszt and himself, reminiscences of Tristan and Isolde, his concert paraphrase. Premiere of that version. Sounded wonderful. Well done.
You
look so confident.
Well, it takes a lot out of me, I can tell you that.
You know, it's interesting because you're wearing white gloves and I know that helps.
Yes, this helps to even out the sensation in my right hand in particular. And of course, I wear the left-hand glove to balance out the right, etc. Mm-hmm. So it's not an affectation a la Michael Jackson, but it does actually help.
It's great, but you don't feel any lack of sensitivity, obviously, on the keys.
Well, I do, but I've trained myself to overcome that. It's akin to a tightrope walker. If you relax in the right way, then you do feel that sense of balance and penetration into the keys. Mm. Whereas if you don't play in the right way with the correct sensation, then you're in trouble, basically. So.
Wonderful. Well, I think you should write to the Tchaikovsky competition and say, look, I'm all sorted out now. Can you just give me a prize?
Yeah. That would be nice, yes.
Who else was in the competition the year you would have been in 1990? Do you remember?
Well, it was Boris Berezovsky that took the first prize. And there were some good players in that year, so...
Well, I mean, you know, you come back, but obviously people have heard you. Nikola Demidenko said you've got some real passion and really got something to say.
Yes, he was very kind. And
I think people aren't kind. They say what they mean. They don't say it if they don't mean it, and you don't get someone of stature saying things if they're not impressed. So that's... Listen, we've been talking so much, actually. There's so much music we want to get in. You're going to play some Alcan now, aren't you?
Yes.
Rather eccentric figure, contemporary of Chopin.
That's right.
I think he was killed by a falling wardrobe. I'm sure that's irrelevant to his state of mind while writing this.
Yes, this particular work is the Barcarolle, which is a wonderful piece. It's nowhere near as technically demanding as some of the other fiendish works that he composed, the symphony, for instance, for solo piano, the concerto for solo piano. This is a more lyric work, and it only takes about 4 minutes, and it's very lilting, hence the title Barcarolle.
Lovely. Well, I think you're allowed to have a little gentle pianistic performance after the dazzle of the Wagner. Angelo Villani live in the studio with the Barcarolle, G minor op. 65 by Charles Valentin Alcan. Thank you. Thank you, Angela, very much indeed. The Barcarolle in G minor, opus 65 by Alkan, played by Angela Villani in the studio. I mean, you're going to play Chopin for us to finish in a moment. Do you make comparisons with the two of them, very much inhabiting the same time in Paris and in a way the same sound world?
Yeah, very much so. They were very close friends. In fact, I only discovered recently that I think partly the reason why Alkan stopped performing after 1850 was because of the death of Chopin. He really loved Chopin, and he fell into a bit of a depression, and he became a recluse, so he didn't play for about 25 years.
Well, that's why you're attracted to him. Not that you become reclusive.
Not quite, no. But I think they were great friends. They had a lot of respect for each other. And very similar in many ways. The very song-like character comes out in both their music. So.
Well, you've had so much time to think about making a proper international comeback. Did you always know you would do it?
Well, no. There were some dark moments, obviously, where I thought, well, I'm probably never going to play the piano again. But then I thought, well, there's little else that I can do that I love. So I thought I may as well stick with it. And here I am.
Well, you're a shining beacon to all of us. It's wonderful to have you with us. And it's St. John's Square this Wednesday, isn't it?
That's right, yes. Yeah. There have been a few problems with their website for booking tickets. Some colleagues and friends of mine have mentioned that. So
just turn up.
To either turn up and buy at the box office or to call by the phones.
Yes, old-fashioned method. You remember those things called telephones?
Exactly.
Nobody uses them anymore. But anyway, see, once all these modern things go down, you've got to rely on the old-fashioned things. No pigeons or parchment, please. Angela, you're going to play just before the news, I think, one of the Chopin Nocturne. He's making his way back to the piano. It's that one, indeed. Nocturne E-flat major, opus 9, number 2.
Thank you.
Angelo, thank you very much indeed. As you would say, letting the music speak. Nocturne in E-flat major, opus 9, number 2 by Chopin. Angelo Villani, live in the studio, and he plays at St. John Smith Square on this coming Wednesday, music by Debussy, Chopin, Wagner, a little bit of assistance from himself, Olcan and Liszt. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. Time has just gone a minute past 6 o'clock. The BBC News now with Katrina Young.